You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What was the last thing that social media influenced you to buy? Apple just reached a settlement for $95 million saying that it allowed Siri to listen to your conversations and target you. And truthfully, it works. Sometimes you get pushed an advertisement on social media or on the internet and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I want that. And you order it.
Yeah. I fell into that Temu loop. Is that what happened, right? And like, they just had the best pictures, man. All of a sudden, you're like, you're scrolling through and it's like random items. It's like, oh, look at this. This is a grill cover. Oh, look at this. This is a Batman mask.
Yeah.
Oh, look, wait, I can have a special forces belt. Oh, great.
Raven, Justin, and Julie, the top three things that people are targeted to buy on social media. Number three, tech gadgets, smartwatches, headphones, right?
Or a Batman mask.
Yep, apparently.
Yeah, high tech.
Yeah, number two, beauty and skincare, anti-aging creams, makeup. Right now, I'm getting so heavy for Il Maquillage, which I'm definitely saying wrong.
What is that?
It's that cream. You ever see? It's like the makeup that it's supposed to be really good. Number one is health and wellness things, that's supplements and fitness gear. We've bought a lot of things that I've seen that look silly. That I was like, oh, let me see. Maybe this will make me skinny.
Well, everybody wants to think that there's a product out there that you're going to take and just, you know, get younger or in better shape or healthier or whatever. And everybody knows there's only one name for that. It's Ozempic.
Justin, number one last thing that you just bought because social media influenced you to buy it.
Specs. Specs are, it's fidget putty. They're little pebbles that are magnetic and they're targeted. It's kind of like the new fidget spinners, so all the sensory stuff there. I got them as gifts for my nephews and niece for stocking stuffers.
Your algorithm is so different than mine.
I was going to say, in what world is that the thing that comes
they're
up?
They're cool. They look like little pebbles, and they're shiny, and they're glossy, and they're magnetized, so they stick together, and you can make little shapes out of them.
Were you happy with it?
I hope the kids don't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope the kids don't eat them, Raven. Good point.
No, they're old enough to not eat them.
Good.
Okay.
Thank gosh.
Julie, last thing you were targeted and you bought.
So I have very curly hair, and I was trying to tame those curls, so I bought a bonnet, which is like a little hat that you wear when you sleep.
It's also a hat that you wear when you're churning butter.
I love it.
In the 18th century, I'm pretty sure.
So I have a picture. Maybe we'll post it on the Instagram. It's like a blue little bonnet.
Oh, you didn't bring it? I'm so upset.
No,
right now.
That's the thing. I've been influenced, but I've worn it once and I didn't even wear it through the night because it's too big for my head, so it falls below my eyes.
It doubles as a sleep mask.
Exactly.
I love it.
So really,
it's
like, I made out.
Like the Handmaid's Tale.
But for real. I'm ashamed to say the last thing that I bought online that was influenced social media was a boot or glove dryer. So, you know, colder seasons. Mm-hmm. You ever seen these things? It's like a rack. You hook it up to, like, you know, you can hook it up either to a vacuum or, like, it has a little dryer attachment to it, or you can put it on the end of your hair dryer, and you can dry, like, 8 boots at a time.
Does it work?
I mean, I don't know. I took it out of the box, and I was like, look at this piece of junk. What was I even thinking here?
Oh, right. I've seen that.
My wife was like, just put them over there.
I'm wearing the last thing that I was influenced to buy. You guys can't see it because it's my bra. And it doesn't have, so I always have to wear underwire, and this swore that I did not need the underwire. It was going to give me the support that I need.
That's what they always say.
It does not.
It does not.
No, this is the second time wearing it.
Yeah.
Are you playing sound effects of things squeezing, Raven?
No, I think that's just actual things that I'm hearing.
I'm falling out of it. It is a disaster.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And now I have to finish wearing it for the rest of the day. You know what I wish I had? Underwire.
A strong return policy?
Yeah. I was just thinking that this morning. I threw away the tags because I'm like, how stupid. How could I? Because when you try it on the first time, it's secure.
It's
and
fine.
Fine.
You're like, great.
And now I walked into work. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's wrong here.
Why am I even wearing this?
What was the last thing that social media influenced you to buy? You know, you get like those advertisements. Actually, Apple just settled for $95 million after there was a lawsuit saying that Siri was listening to conversations and reporting back to advertisers, which actually they were. So, yes.
Of course. That's how you get all those targeted ads, right? And they're just one of the companies that are doing something like that. But sometimes these things work.
Absolutely. So what was the last thing you bought and was it any good?
Ed, what's the last thing that social media got you to buy? You were influenced by it. You saw a photo, an ad.
The last thing I bought, I don't know if it's dumb or not. I used it once and never again. It was Zester. I don't know if you know what that is.
What is that?
Kind of like a lemon zester. It's a stick. Very, very sharp. Basically, you take a lemon or a lime and you zest. You kind of scrape it. And it only takes off the surface. And since I do social media cooking, I thought this would help me until it grabbed my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Once it grabs one, now you know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. You know, here's the thing, man.
Never use it again.
I got to tell you, zesting adds so much to a recipe. I mean, I encountered that a bit with baking, but I'm terrified every time I do it.
You're not going to slice your finger right off.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
I am terrified every time I do it. What's that other thing, too, where you put the grater? Yeah. Oh, the grater's terrifying.
Yeah, no, you risk your life every time.
It's exactly like a grater on a stick. It's a grater on a stick.
Absolutely. Oh, no, yeah. Man. You can't have that. Listen, the zombie apocalypse ever comes, that's a good end of the world, you know, kind of weapon. You put that on the end of a broom handle, you've got something. But in your kitchen, I wouldn't mess with it.
I used it once, never again.
Yeah. Well, I hope your finger's all right.
Thanks, Ed.
I'm actually afraid of it.
Larry, how about you? What's the thing you bought on social media that you were influenced to buy?
This is funny because I almost never buy anything online at all. But scrolling through social media, I saw an ad with Stephen Dorff one time, and then Alicia Silverstone another. They're doing ads on Instagram now. It was for plant-based toilet paper, and it just made sense. Maybe it's because the celebrities were saying it, but they're saying there's chemicals in regular toilet paper. No, plant-based is healthier, and I did buy it, and I think, I don't know if it was a placebo effect, or I was just telling myself, oh, this does, I feel better.
You want to just live like Stephen Dorff, that's all.
Yeah, or Alicia Silverstone. She's so beautiful, by the way. But I was surprised that they were doing
Stephen
ads
Dorff
for toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think it's weird when they use real celebrities for the influencing, but it does seem to add some kind of clout.
Well, I just wonder if like it's that or deep fake. Like, I'm just fooled. I'm like, Alicia Silverstone really trying to sell me toilet paper? Then I look up on IMDb, what was her last project? And I'm like, oh, no, she probably is.
Mike, what's the thing that social media made you buy?
125cc mini Jeep.
That sounds very safe.
What?
Come on. Who's riding around in that? Is that for your son, your daughter? What?
Well, I mean, my son has one. So I don't know. If you click on it, you know, it's like $39.99 for one. Mm-hmm. And then it's like if you buy two, it was like, you know. So I bought the two because it gave me a deal. So my son has one. He's 11. We got a little, you know, we got a nice little area to ride in. So we kind of just, we kind of play with them. They're not, you know, they are street legal in a sense. You can like
in a sense. I love it. I mean, either you get pulled over and you get a ticket or arrested or you don't, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's in a sense, but right. Like, I mean, you're driving them. So, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that was it.
Yeah, well, it sounds fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.